Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of global transmission. June 11th, Friday, 2004, year of our Lord. Global forces have seized control of most dominant media, universities, banking, government. They are systematically preparing massive terror attacks. They've carried out terror attacks in the past to scare us into smaller and smaller rings, greater and greater control over our lives. We have a government that openly gives deadly vaccines to our troops and makes them live in barracks that were bombed with depleted uranium. Top medical institutions have tested their blood, two rims of radiation, enough to kill you, not to mention the heavy metal content. And you think the globalists wouldn't carry out a September 11th? They could care less about you. These are heartless, soulless, vampiric pieces of filth. Let's take a few calls, and Joel Skousen joining us, expert on the New World Order. Let us now go to Jason in Indiana. Jason, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling to talk to you about an email I sent you a couple of days ago. We come across an online archive of 350 vintage Bohemian Grove photos.
I got those, and we're trying to plow through them. I tell you what.
Okay.
Go to prisonplanet.com. Email it to the webmaster there. He's tied down, but not as much as we are. I did look at them yesterday and this morning.
Okay. I just want to make sure you got those.
I did get them.
Okay, great. And I also wanted to ask you if you you catch O'Reilly a couple days ago?
No, I didn't.
He had a show on. He had a little segment on about torture, and he absolutely freaked out on a guy, almost cussed him out because the guy was against torture. It was quite disturbing.
Well, this is the mass warping of the mind. But look, they promoted torture for 2.5 years. Then they bring out the photos themselves. Then they legitimize them. Then it comes out the Pentagon ordered all of it. And then they use doublethink, saying we never ordered it. And then they say it's good in the same breath. It is. So I guess Joseph Mengele wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. Well, great show, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jason. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Skull and Bones Country.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the process of drafting letters to all my state delegation and the White House saying if there are any other terror attacks, and these will be certified letters typed and basically formally presented saying that if there is another terror attack in this country, I am holding you and your globalist minions responsible for it. The average guy on the street may hear what we're talking about and just not believe it in any way, despite its truthfulness. But if I say to the guys that I work with, here are these people have gotten, since September 11th, they've gotten all this money, all this power, Department of Homeland Security, the whole apparatus for, quote, fighting terror, unquote, yet they're telling us there are going to be more attacks. So what they're basically telling us, Alex, in essence, is they can't get the job done. They can't get it done.
It's like the war on drugs. The bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs are on the streets, the more people in prison. They bring the drugs in, and then even own the private prisons when you're dumb enough to use them where you're going to live and work for them. They own the entire equation.
Absolutely. Well, you and I both know that they want the terror attacks to practice the Hegelian dialectic. The average guy on the street, if I pose it in that way, he's going to stop and think, wow, that's a good question. That's a good point. How come they have all this extra apparatus, and for some reason they're not getting it done?
Look at the motive. I mean, let's say they're not behind the terror attacks, but they certainly like to let it happen because they get more power and control and bonuses.
Absolutely. Qui bono? Who benefits?
That's what the Romans would say, but the first question you ask is motive.
Yes. A couple of questions, Alex. I know you're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, but would it be possible, in light of your earlier mentioning of a television section, would it be possible for, say, on Prison Planet TV to have, television for the New World Order and have clips? And also, is there a possibility, you exposed Ann Coulter, you've shown a 3,000-watt light on her neocon fakeism. Would it be possible to have more neocons on your program?
We try, but they know who I am.
Ah.
Yeah, they won't come on, and, I could lie and say it's another talk show, but I'm not really in that business. Thanks for the call. All right, Joel Skousen's coming up. More of your calls, ton of news. You don't want to miss it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
WorldAffairsBrief.com is his website. It's Joel Skousen. He's a political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He is also the designer of high-security residences and retreats. He has designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in North America and has consulted in Central America as well. His latest book is in the field, A Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, and is an active in consulting with persons who need to relocate for security and increase self-sufficiency. He also assists people who need to live near a large city to develop contingency retreat plans involving rural farm or recreation property. And I should have him on sometime about that subject, but he's also an author of World Affairs Brief and some books about the New World Order. And, of course, he's the nephew of Cleon Skousen. And we're honored to have him on the broadcast today after I babbled through his bio. We've had him on the broadcast before, and I agree with about 98% of what he has to say, and it's always good to have his view here on the show. Mr. Skousen, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always good to be with you.
Before we go any further, I went off into a diatribe in the last hour about how even James Weapons Dictionary, Encyclopedia, we've got a guest coming on next hour from the Sunshine Project, exposing the bioweapons our own government's making, race-specific stuff, and how it really is the globalist plan, once they've got us all locked down in compact cities in years to come, to start releasing these weapons for world population reduction. It's their own plan. Can you speak to that first off?
I really can't, Alex. It isn't my strong suit. I have heard the rumors. I've frankly not been able to come up with any verifiable confirmation. I do know that they do intend to pull off a major world war where the U.S. will be the primary target, England the secondary target. I know there will be a lot of destruction after that war, but I am not privy, I'm afraid to say, to any specific plans to simply kill off people by you know, dumping chemical or biological weapons on urban cities.
Well, let me, since you said you're not informed of or greatly informed on that issue, certainly you know about the UN statements about we've got to reduce world population by 80%, the Ted Turners, the Prince Phillips, and their own publications saying it. And then I'm sure you know about Jane's Weapons putting out an alert last year about the development of race-specific bioweapons, and then in a PNAC document written in September of 2000 by Dick Cheney, he calls for, quote, legitimizing the use of these weapons, and the London Guardian did a scathing report on his statements. Then we have all these microbiologists in key areas of weapons development and treatment dying, being murdered, being run over, being stabbed to death, being shot, all of that happening. And then we have the globalist MO that, well, we've got to have a world government to stop the proliferation of all of this, but then in reality, they're actually proliferating it, Joel.
Well, I am familiar with all of the statements that you read. I'm just stating that I'm not familiar with and have not seen any credible documentation of specific weapons, when and where, or actual creation. You know, so much of that is commentary. Some of it could be disinformation. Listen, Alex, I am no naive person. I believe the globalists are up to no good. It's just that I don't go public unless I can actually get some verifiable data on, yeah, they have this weapon and it's stored here and they're planning on using it there. And I don't I don't have that yet.
Yeah, well, you know, Bush has got the $5.8 billion funding for the BioShield program, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs.
Yes, and certainly there's a lot of black weapons projects going on. As I've been building for today's World Affairs Brief, I've got an article about some of these so-called meteor sightings in the Seattle area, and now one in New Zealand, and they are appear to be bogus. They are not meteors. And, you know, it appears to be a black budget weapons testing of laser-oriented firepower for shooting down incoming ballistic missiles that they're testing on meteors, small meteors that are coming in, and the resulting test is producing huge bursts of light and large explosions, which simply do not hardly
ever occur. Well, back in the 80s and through the 90s, they did public tests of particle beams blowing up missiles.
Yes, but these are, you know, for some reason they're using the meteor story as a cover for these. I don't know what their purpose is. There were public tests in 1997 and 98. In fact, I had a Boeing engineer call me and say, look, I was in Colorado Springs. I, you know, saw the test at night. And what they're describing in Seattle and New Zealand is exactly what I saw. Big flash.
Well, that's why I raised this. I mean, the tests were public in the 80s and the 90s, and even did one last year where they've got former, you know, large passenger-style jets loaded with huge chemical lasers, already two prototypes flying around. So,
They are apparently different than the original ones that were tested. These are a whole different kind of laser. It doesn't put out a steady stream of a beam that's visible. It just puts out a massive stroke of light and a huge explosion follows. I think part of it could be a sonic boom of the energy charge going out, but they're trying hard to cover up that these are tests. They're certainly not admitting to them.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to try to argue with you, Joel, and I certainly, you know, meteors don't normally explode and make a huge sound, and then you don't normally see it happening in different parts of the globe. And I've seen space junk come in. It'll explode, but, you know, not as loud as people describe. But, I mean, you say you're pretty sure this is going on. I'd say there's more evidence to the race-specific bioweapons with Dick Cheney talking about them and James putting out a worldwide alert last year compared to we think this is a laser. I mean, how do you extrapolate out to say that you think that's going on?
Well, there's just a lot more evidence, physical evidence, of people who have worked with the lasers and have seen them. There also is the cover-up. It's being used right now. That's why I'm saying I have specific evidence. You know, Cheney has never admitted he's going to use biospecific weapons to kill people. I mean, that's just too much of an interpretation. I'm not saying that they're not going to do that. I'm just saying...
That they needed to have a debate about using them to legitimize their use.
I'd like to see that. I have not seen that documentation, Alex.
That's the Rebuilding America's Defenses September 2000 PNAC, PNAC.info.
Yeah, but I've read that. That doesn't talk about race-specific...
The London Guardian did a report on it last year that I read about 10 times on air and actually put a link to it. It may be another one of those subchapters. I mean, how many things are on PNAC? A couple hundred? I need to dig that out and send that to you.
Yeah, I'd like to see the specifics. I'm not disputing what you say, but I'd just like to see it.
All right, well, I don't want to digress off into the whole discussion of it, but, I mean, certainly you know that it was Sky Television News and the London Guardian and London Telegraph reported 4 years ago that it was the government that released the foot and mouth, quote, by accident. So my point is, if they're developing this stuff in these labs, quote, how is it accidentally getting released?
Yes, there's an awful lot of that going on. Most of these releases are, all of them that I know of are purposeful. We have everything from the AIDS epidemic, which can, and vaccine experimentation and releases of toxic and abortificants and everything else coming in vaccines.
Well, there are thousands of admissions of high altitude, low altitude, chemical, biological, radiological releases. Project Shad with the troops, all over the globe.
Yes, and of course we have the chemtrail scandal, which the U.S. has covered up tremendously. I mean, this is so obvious. The proofs, the photographs, all of the things that are out there, and yet our government continues to suppress that. I mean, they are not about to admit to these things, but you're right, they're out there. And But even with chemtrails, you know, there still are four or five different possibilities to explain what they're doing, and none of them are definitive or provable yet.
We just know that at 5,000 feet in the summer, trails don't stand there for 5 hours.
Well, actually, they can under certain meteorological conditions, and I'm pretty much an expert, being a pilot on chemtrails and other things.
But that's right. You were a fighter pilot in the...
But I'll tell you this, the one thing that we really need is to be able to fly an aircraft up in the trail of one of those chemtrailers and take samples, and I'll tell you, you ask the FAA for permission, and they will not let you approach them.
Let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
Obviously, something's going on with the chemtrails. I mean, you're a pilot, a military, Marine Corps pilot from Vietnam. What do you think? I mean, certainly this isn't normal. 5-6 years ago, the sky didn't look like this. What's going on, Joel?
Well, I think the best bet is experimentation with weather modification. The patterns have changed. There's also a potential that they use it to mask radars for coverage of military intrusions and attacks. There were satellite photos showing a tremendous amount of chemtrails over the Gulf War region laid down in exact patterns, and they, you know, may have been weather modification. They may also have been for radar masking. Some of these chemtrails have had aluminum oxide chemicals dropped or doped into them, and which does act as a radar reflector. I know that certain FAA control centers have complained to the military that they can't see through this cloud of debris they're putting up there to handle radar traffic.
So it's kind of like super chaff. But,
yes.
But expanding on that, because this is so important, the NASA Goddard Space Center 6 months ago said, yes, the Earth is 20% darker, and then we look at the satellite photos, and it's covering all the big countries. I mean, this is a huge program.
Yes, but it has been changing. I mean, the areas where they were doing a lot of chemtrailing, a lot of that has disappeared, and some have increased in other areas. I mean, they keep experimenting. I'm not convinced that this is a definitive program yet, but there's been a lot of different chemicals. There's been a lot of different colors to these chemtrails. They're modifying different kinds of aircraft for it. It's hard to tell still with definitive reasoning, Alex.
Okay, well, we've digressed quite a bit, but this has already been very interesting. Joel, I want to get into the upcoming terror attacks, your analysis of that. And we've got about 40 minutes left with you. And then later in this hour, we'll take calls. And the website's worldaffairsbrief.com. My websites are infowars.com and presentplanet.com. We'll be right back. skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Day began with a special service
to rescue the hostages. You had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, patriot, author, Marine Corps fighter pilot, New World Order expert, Joel Skousen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joel, the reason I got you on, so let's dive into it, is upcoming terror attacks before the election, after, you know, this talk of military coups. I don't put a lot of stock in it just because I think they've got their system rolling along and have got a command and control hierarchy that's pretty stiff. What do you think's going on?
Well, let me address that first comment, too. I think the chance of a military coup taking control back of our government is absolutely nil. I've got a lot of experience in the military, and as sincere as I think Colonel Grand Dupree is, I just don't buy it. I think he's dealing in wishful thinking. This is a guy who frankly claims a little bit too much. I know you've interviewed him. I've heard that interview. But, you know, a person who claims to be chatting with the Joint Chiefs and also present during a medal ceremony in the South Dakota Air National Guard for people who shot down Flight 93, listen, that stuff is top secret information. They don't give public medals to those people. And a person just who's retired doesn't have the run of those things.
Well, I don't want to discount what he's saying. I know there's been discussions and things going on, and a lot of what he said in the past has turned out to be true. I mean, generally, he's not the only one saying this. This is coming at us from 100 different quarters.
Yeah, but listen, the military, they are expert at taking everyone out and demoting them and getting them out of the service who isn't an abject yes man to this administration. Even in my day when I was in the military, you couldn't get any stars on your shoulder if you bucked the system in any way whatsoever. So I'm just not believing that our military people are going to defend this nation by taking down a conspiratorial globalist government. I really don't believe it.
Well, I tend to agree with you in the whole. I do think there's been discussions of it at mid-levels. But terror attacks, I mean, obviously they're gearing up for something, or do you think it's all just fear-mongering?
Well, you know, it has been fear-mongering up to this point. The U.S. has got such a bad reputation for crying wolf now with the American people that everyone goes ho-hum when they talk about a terrorist warning. But there was something different about this terrorist attack where Ashcroft and Mueller got on national television and said, we've got a big one coming. Now, we don't have anything specific as to who, when, where, by what methods, or how, but, you know, that's always very suspicious. But nevertheless, I'm getting indications from subscribers who have relatives or themselves work for major corporations in the East who are getting, behind-the-scenes warnings from Homeland Security to stay out of New York City.
Look, it isn't we think something might happen, orange alert, worship us and you'll be safe. We're getting the same propaganda we got before 9/11, the same preparation, the same verbiage. They told U.S. News and World Report, the White House did, that there will be an attack. The government may be, you know, severed, the legislative, you know, that's what's chilling about this.
Well, you know, what's also chilling is a little bit of game playing going on. The White House and Homeland Security came out and said that we were not advised about this news conference when Ashcroft and Mueller came out announcing this terrorist attack.
Yeah, sure.
Coming in June. Now, I'm just not buying this. This sounds to me like one hand of the government is saying, yeah, we warned you, and the other hand is saying, we didn't have any specific warning, so we aren't guilty when it comes to pass. I mean, frankly, you know, from the evidence we have at 9/11 in Oklahoma City that you've put out and that I've researched indicating a very strong government hand, not only allowing it to occur through third parties, but through supplying the explosives, the training, the cover stories, all of the things that went into this very sophisticated operation of 9/11, I'm frankly don't believe that these high-profile terrorist attacks, in the exclusion of any normal terrorism, this is the very interesting conundrum, Alex. You can't have it both ways. The government cannot claim that Al-Qaeda is this worldwide, powerful, tremendously well-funded organization, and yet doesn't have the power to penetrate our open borders and do any normal small terrorist attack like car bombs or suicide attacks or electrical pylon destruction. I mean, you have hundreds of thousands of these out in the rural countryside with no protection whatsoever. How hard is that to blow one of those up and create a...
No, it's only big theatrical events.
And this is a key to my claim that this is controlled terrorism. This is, you know, working through third parties and giving them the go-ahead. I mean, frankly, it's just unbelievable when you compare Israel with 100 times more security than we have, having nearly daily or weekly terrorist attacks, and we claim we've got them on the run and they can't touch us with all of our, open
borders. Well, we know Al-Qaeda is a CIA fiction, a creation, using Al-Qaeda to get the Serbs to fight in the late 90s. I mean, we understand all that, and clearly, to believe their official story of 9/11, that's the biggest conspiracy theory of them all.
Yes, it is. And so I'm not buying the fact that the government has no knowledge. In fact, we're getting lots of little symbols that people are getting warned and not to travel on certain time dates and things like that, just like before 9/11.
The same MO and then the same propaganda coming out.
Yes, exactly.
They're drilling us. What do you do when the terror strikes? Give your freedom up. Now, say it again. it's like Jim Jones brainwashing. We'll be right back with Joel Skelton and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Thanks for joining us. Your calls are coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Have your question or comment ready. So I'm going to go to your calls quickly. Joel Skelson, you know, we've heard June, early July. We've heard this before. You know, it could be more psychological operations. I mean, either way, it's a psychological operation, whether they carry out attacks or not. But the approval ratings are plunging, and that means the approval ratings for what the globalists are doing. There's been a big movement against the Patriot Act. If they carry out another terror attack, they can say, "See, you stopped us from protecting you. It's all your fault. Now listen to us. Follow our orders. Shut up." We have top generals talking about, well, if there's another terror attack, you know, it's sad to say the people want a military government. And then General Eberhardt in the L.A. Times, the head of NORTHCOM, saying, well, troops are watching you, and there's going to be more troops. And, you know, we have all this going on. We have essentially martial law in Georgia earlier this week with the G8 summit. We have all this happening. So go over some of those dates with us. And I mean, it looks like a massive preparation psychologically for civil emergency, for martial law.
Well, I think we have to remember that that's probably a longer-term scenario. I don't believe that the U.S. has the manpower to invoke martial law. They can't hardly handle the manpower requirements of Iraq right now. It really does take a lot of manpower to do a full martial law scenario. What they end up trying to do is get us accustomed to these things through piecemeal intervention and small doses of martial law, such as what happened during the sniper attack, 9/11, shutting down the aircraft system, shutting down the freeways around the snipers in Washington, D.C. You know, most of that stuff is unnecessary and really damages the economy. During 9/11, you know, all they would have had to do was land all the aircraft, rescreen the passengers, put it back on the jets, and keep things flying. But what did they do? They nearly destroyed the airlines by shutting it down. In fact, I've said in my various interviews on preparing for terrorism that the greatest danger to your safety and welfare is from the government reactions to a small area terrorist attack. And honest terrorists are only capable of doing attacks that affect a very small area.
And by honest, you mean real that isn't state-sponsored.
That's what I mean.
Well, Joel, I totally agree with you that they're not going to have a massive total martial law, whole country locked down. But we see in Georgia, we see in these protests, many martial laws, and I mean another terror attack, to scare us back into submission, to accept putting in more Homeland Security cameras, each attack becoming bigger, a bigger escalation, more control, phasing us in incrementally into a higher level of martial law. We're certainly already under a certain degree of it.
Precisely, and that's what I'm saying. It's like getting used to the gas prices. Who would have thought that people would breathe a sigh of relief to see gas at 189? I mean, you stop, kick yourself, and say, what am I saying? This isn't cheap, you know, but you're psychologically conditioned after being pushed up, and that's what they do. They'll never let gas prices go down, even if market forces demand it, because they've got a good thing going. The same thing with security. People get used to being harassed, people getting used to being scrutinized in a very indiscriminate method. So I'm really worried about the nature of people to get accustomed. Now, they have a rule, by the way, and that is they will not inconvenience the majority of people for a long period of time. They know that is deadly with Americans, because Americans have a very short fuse in terms of impatience with being inconvenienced. And so...
So they're telling us that national ID cards, RFID chips on our license plates... That in fact, I've seen him pitching the national ID card as convenience, convenience, convenience.
Yes, and the big pitch, of course, will be security. That's why this rash of identity theft is a little bit suspect, just like the rash of viruses. I wouldn't doubt it, you know, if the government itself puts out a lot of those in order to keep an excuse to be able to intruding in people's emails. They really like to scare people with identity theft so that they can get people to be crying out for some kind of foolproof identity. And now, of course, they're requiring these biometric requirements and passports from other countries. They're locking us down slowly but surely. But remember that Americans will resist a new world order, and the globalists know this. When you start hauling farmers from the Midwest for a wetlands violation before The Hague, in a court and having to hire international attorneys, they'll say, get us out of these international organizations. That is why I think ultimately they know they have to have a world war that targets the United States to get Americans to stop thinking about their own constitution, their own security, and cry out for someone to save them.
Well, that's what PNAC says, is that Iraq is only the launch point to antagonize the Arabs under the P2OG office to get them to actually fight back. Then it expands. Then we're under attack. Oh, now we've got to have a huge national draft. Talk about the draft.
Well, let me interject there about PNAC. PNAC is a little bit of disinformation, however. It makes it out as if the purpose of PNAC is to have, or the purpose of all of this global intervention is to pursue democracy and to make the U.S. a leader, even if it dominates, even through using force, to purify the world of these tyrants. And that is not their purpose.
Well, of course they've got propaganda, but then right there in it, they tell us Saddam isn't a threat, it's about the oil, we want to invade 63 countries. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, the whole purpose of that is basically to project enough antagonism to engender a reaction, a retaliation against
the United
States.
Well, yeah, that's the P2OG.
But that doesn't say so. They don't say they're trying to provoke a reaction. That's the secret. You see, that's...
Well, Joel, what I just stated was, I said PNAC says this, and then I said the Pentagon Office of P2OG with $7 billion in funding with Rumsfeld says we're going to go out and get the Arabs to attack us.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen P2OG?
I haven't. You'll have to send me a copy of that.
Just type P2OG into a search engine.
Right.
You'll get LA Times, Associated Press, UPI. UPI is the best.
The reason I'm skeptical, you know, these people don't let the cat out of the bag. They don't tell their real plans. I mean, they're not stupid.
Well, it's like last week the memo's coming out about the president's above the law, he's above federal law, torture's okay. I mean, this stuff is all coming out.
Yeah, but then they're denying it. You know, they're denying that they ever acted upon that. I mean, these people don't openly admit that they're trying to antagonize the world and get us.
Well, they went to Congress for the $7 billion in funding for P2OG.
Yeah, well.
And P2OG says we're going to get them to attack us.
All right, I'll take a look at it. But, you know, that goes against everything smart. That these people aren't dumb.
Well, they're very arrogant, though, and they don't think most people are going to. I mean, it's like Total Information Awareness Network. They never got rid of that. I mean, it's just a part of Echelon hooked in with the Matrix system locally. And, I mean, they announced all that. Everything you do, we're going to watch it. It's so good. It's like the TIPS program. I think this is all part of a conditioning process.
Yeah, certainly. In fact, I have friends who are good friends with John Poindexter, and, you know, they send him very naively information saying that TIPS and, you know, the Total Awareness System is still in vogue, and he denies it. And I've got the emails, you know, showing his denials. So, you know, they are very careful not to, you know, let people know what they're really up to.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of examples of this where, I mean, they come out with a lot of things to try to sell us on it, and then if we don't like it, then they withdraw it and deny it, even when it's their own press release. I don't know. I see a lot of that, Joel. I see a lot of cases where they come out and say what they're going to do. I mean, I think they do it blatantly.
Okay, well, I'm just, you know, they have all kinds of surreptitious and euphemisms for these types of things. You know, if it's blatant, you know, I don't see them blatantly doing it, but we'll have to see.
I just had about 20 ideas, examples of that pop in my head, but let's talk about the draft. I mean, there's another example. They've got all these draft bills introduced, trying to get the draft boards reactivated, giving more money to Selective Service. We've got senators and congressmen calling for the draft. I mean, that's blatant right there.
It is, but the purpose of what they're saying, you know, is not blatant. I mean, they're not advertising that they're trying to get us into World War III. And I think there's a lot of sophisticated planning going into how you manipulate a people into, you know, supporting a draft. They're doing it piecemeal right now. You know, they're doing recalls. They're using the ready reserve, which is actually not a the inactive reserve. They're starting to activate that. That's a legal thing they can't use without going to the draft. They're extending people's deployments, making a lot of people mad.
Obviously, though, they're starting a debate nationally about the draft, so when the next big attack comes, oh, see, we do have to have it. They have started the debate.
Although it's at a very low level. You know, nobody wants to come out and put their political neck out for the draft.
Senator Hagel did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you have your...
Rangel.
I mean, yeah, they put their... they just test the waters a little bit, but they don't get out and make a drumbeat of it because they'll get unelected if they do that.
Well, have you seen how many co-sponsors S-89's got?
Well, there's an awful lot of yes men in Congress. I would suspect that about 75% of Congress is controlled, actually, by our globalist insiders who control government.
Well, I agree with you.
But what I'm saying is, with that high of numbers, still a lot of them are too smart to say, hey, I don't want to get my name on this. Or if it push comes to shove, you know, I'll want to be able to withdraw. I mean, there still isn't a drumbeat yet. They're, I think, working the soft sell by having selective draft. Medical people are being drafted right now and other things, special technical skills. But a general draft, and especially one that involves women, that's still too much for the American people to swallow. But I agree with you. They're prepping us for it. But, you know, a big terrorist attack, if they pull one off that's even much bigger and more widespread than 9/11, this could justify a draft. We could see this. Now, one of the things I'm looking at relative to having 10 U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups out at this time, it appears to me that they may well have a nation designated, and my top suspicion is Syria, as the one to blame for this upcoming terrorist attack. And it looks to me like they may, when I published in my World Affairs brief today the location of all the carrier groups, You got three more going. You got three going to the Far East, but you got all the rest circulating around in the Atlantic Ocean, heading for the Middle East.
Yeah, the three are going to make sure North Korea doesn't try anything because they're rotating troops out of South Korea into the Middle East.
Right.
And at the same time, now they've said they want to go into Syria next. That's what I was told a year ago by one of my special forces officers' cousins. And at the same time, right before 9/11, they had 44,000 U.S. troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, 18,000 British troops, and now covertly they're rotating even more troops. They even said late yesterday they're going to build up the troops in Iraq now.
Yes, they went to going to 145,000, something like that.
Yeah, from 122,000.
Well, you know what's interesting too. A lot of people don't realize we have 70,000 private contractors there as well. That's an awful lot of off the record type.
By the way, they don't count those numbers of dead either in the tally.
That's correct.
Absolutely. What numbers are you getting on the numbers of dead contractors?
I have seen numbers as high as 500.
Now, is that counting Afghanistan and Iraq?
I don't have anything on Afghanistan. That's just Iraq.
Yeah, I got well over 500 is what I've been getting from different sources on Iraq, and over 500 in Afghanistan.
Well, I haven't seen those numbers, but that wouldn't surprise me. There's really not a lot of news coming out of Afghanistan.
Well, a bunch of Chinese got killed yesterday.
That's right.
In Afghanistan.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, where did the Chinese get in on this? But obviously we have a lot of dealings that the U.S. isn't telling the American public about. I mean, relative to these, carrier deployments, the U.S. government says, of course, this is just part of a regular training schedule exercise called Summer Pulse 04. But look, right on the website of the USS George Washington, which is steaming towards the Gulf right now to rotate into that area, they had to cancel their what they call Tiger Cruises, where they let children of sailors come on board and take them on a tour around the harbor, et cetera. They wouldn't have scheduled a Tiger cruise with the children of their sailors and disappointed them by pulling out of port within a week's notice had this thing been scheduled since July. The U.S. is lying through their teeth. This is a massive, instantaneous deployment. These people are going out without spare parts, without all the complement.
Meanwhile, the Russians and the Chinese are putting to sea.
That's right. The entire Eastern Navy of Russia is out to sea right now, and that's one of the reasons why we've got, I think, three carrier task force heading that direction. They may be testing one another. You know, the U.S. often will pull surprise exercises just to see via their satellite and listening data how China and Russia are going to react to those things.
Okay, let's take a few calls here. Danny in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, hey, I've got a quick bit of info for you and then a question for your guest.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the latest episode on Prison Planet TV of your show,
mm-hmm.
and it really shook me to the core. And a couple of days ago, I emailed you the actual survey that I took in the Marine Corps. And in your show, you...
Oh, wait a minute. When did you email that to me?
I think it was either yesterday or the day before.
Hey, email it to the webmaster at prisonplanet.com.
Okay, I'll see.
I may have missed it in between all the spam, but go ahead and get to your question, Danny.
Well, what I wanted to let you know, in your show, you had talked about how the Marines that... which said no on the survey, were coming down with cancer.
Well, yeah, what they do is they rotate them overseas, give them the dangerous vaccines, and then those that the 24% that on average that say yes, they stay here domestically.
Right, and what's happened to me, I kept going to the VA for my back and my hips just been killing me the last year, and the VA kept saying, oh, you're born that way, there's nothing wrong with you. So finally, under the Freedom of Information Act and Privacy Act, I wrote the VA and got all my medical records.
Okay, so what happened?
Found out my body is full of tumors, that I'm probably dying of bone cancer.
And oh, man, that's terrible. Send me some info on that, Danny, and any comments to what he's saying, Joel?
Well, this is one of the greatest scandals and crimes of our government, claiming to support our troops and yet forcing upon them experimental vaccines and filled with other, very dangerous chemicals. There are natural remedies and solutions to cancer that are much better. So if you're going the conventional route for treatment, do consider the alternative therapies.
And Joel, I wanted to ask you also.
Well, we've got a bunch of callers here, and he's got to leave in a few minutes, Danny.
Okay.
What's your question? 10 seconds.
Real fast, Joe. I worked anti-terrorism in the Marine Corps, and I've been studying the New World Order for the last 10 years. And my understanding of what's going to happen is the U.S. is doing kind of a blood-in-the-street strategy. to enrage all the Arabs to attack. And once we're fighting that war, there's going to be a North Korean possibly nuclear.
Okay, let me get his comment on that, Joel.
Well, that's one of the possible scenarios. Clearly, antagonism is the name of the game. I don't think it's going to be a piecemeal attack, though. I think that at some point, the antagonism will get bad enough toward the United States that Russia will say, we got the justification to throw a nuclear preemptive strike at America. China will back us up.
And now under PDD 60, our government's going to accept that first strike.
That's right.
Which will mean total devastation, which shows a higher level control of this.
Absolutely.
All right. Joel, another example. Remember 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, Rumsfeld puts out three battle plans to attack North Korea. I mean, they do throw this in people's faces, trying to get North Korea to pull something.
Or test the reaction. I'm not sure that this is intended to go yet, although I frankly believe the U.S. has been anxious to get this attack underway to increase globalism, and the Russians are the ones who are dragging their feet. They're scared of the high-tech U.S. military and want to postpone until they think they're ready.
Yeah, this is all part of playing possum. Then they bring out the super weapons.
Yes, exactly.
The space-based particle weapons. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk to John and Richard and John and a few others. I might try to keep Joel 5 minutes in the next hour and then get the next doctor we got coming on about bioweapons. So we can get to all these calls. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Phil Scales is going to say 5 minutes in the next hour so I can at least get the calls over here. We're going to go to you quickly so you have your question or comment ready, and we're going to move on. Before I do that, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other books and videos at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and visit the websites. Get some of the videos. You're authorized to make copies of my films and get about to people and force multiply this information. The people are unstoppable if you'll just take action. Also, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for our best radio interviews, a weekly TV report, all my videos online where you can watch them. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or to order my videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Take action. We need your support. Joel Skousen's got his worldaffairsbrief.com. A lot of great information there, stories. And also, if you subscribe, you get his intelligence reports that will come out on a weekly basis. Joel, how do they do that?
Well, if they go to worldaffairsbrief.com, they can click on subscribe, and it takes them to an instant menu where they can put in a credit card number and subscribe. If they don't have access to the web, they can call an 800 or a toll-free number, 877-518-5888. And courtesy of Midas Resources, they send out sample print editions of the current World Affairs Brief, for the one we're talking about today. And you can subscribe to that through the information that will come out from Midas.
What's that number again?
It's 877-518-5888.
All right. Quickly, callers. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
In Cigar Aficionado magazine, the man who invaded Iraq, Jewish General Tommy Frank, said the U.S. military will overthrow George Bush in Congress with martial law if there's another terror bombing of America.
He didn't exactly say that.
Well, here, the Pentagon has already tested martial law in Knoxville, Tennessee last year when it derailed an army train and evacuated 30,000 residents. They used smoke bombs to simulate chlorine gas, but told the public it was real. So the Pentagon is ready to work with civilian police for martial law in America today. They can do it and replace the government with civil affairs officers, just like Iraq and World War II in Europe. They can do it.
Well, they have done these fake drills and later admit they're fake. Joel?
Listen, that's a far cry away from locking down every city and community in the United States and putting troops to guard and control people. You just don't have the manpower to do that.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. And I just got to say this. I don't know that Tommy Franks is Jewish, and if he is, so what? I mean, folks, this has not helped things trying to make this some racial issue. Joel?
Yeah, well, you know, Tommy Franks didn't exactly say, you know, what the caller did. I think we have to be very careful. These people are not stupid. They're not going to say something that's going to get them totally
discredited. He just said, gee, it's too bad. The people want the military to take over and take the liberties if something happens.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Alabama. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah. George Humphrey has a picture of an L-1011 crashing the World Trade Center on the cover of his new DVD. Why did he choose an L-1011?
I don't know, sir.
I saw one video that did show a L-1011 hitting the tower. I believe it was on the day after 9/11, and it was only shown once, and I never saw it again. But anyway, what is the probability they could use a phony patriot movement, a phony coup or something to smoke out the people that might be willing to rise up against the government, so to get them on a list and put them away in the prison?
Okay, thanks for the call, Joel.
Now that is a doable scenario. We know from Oklahoma City that they purposely targeted domestic militias to pin the blame on this, even though it was a government operation. So, yeah, you know, I've been in the military long enough to know there aren't, but you know, maybe a handful of no high-ranking officers that would dare go against the government. So if they pull something, it's probably in order to smoke some people out.
All right, thank you. We'll do five more minutes with Joel Skousen, and we start the third hour here in about 70 seconds. And we will quickly go to John and Reed and Mark, and that'll be it for calls with this guest. And we have another guest coming on talking about bioweapons. So you don't want to miss that interview. Third hour coming up.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.